Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right.
Mira.
Drink.
Wake up.
You guys had egg rolls?
Have I ever had an egg roll?
No, I'm asking if we have them here.
Oh, we should.
Nah, we got like, I think we have eggplant egg rolls.
That's just like the worst kind of egg roll, dude. Who wants that?
People here, it's one of our best
sellers. There's no way that sells. You don't sell anything.
That's a good question. You guys remember?
Eggplant egg roll.
No,
The question? I missed the question.
I don't remember what we're eating.
Oh, the name. Wait, what was the thing again?
Sink it, drink it, maybe plank it. I'm going to get wet while I'm taking a bath.
It was the Umpty Dumpty.
No.
I wear a scuba suit in the bath so I don't get wet.
It has to do with the sun.
Oh, bread toasted sun by the sun or toast. It was
toasted sun in Arizona on the sidewalk.
It was in Arizona.
Sean said no to that too. I also said the Arizona thing and Sean told me no.
Yeah, but he
huh?
He told me no about the eagle too.
The Phoenix Suns are in Arizona.
Oh, they are?
They are.
I thought they were in Houston.
What?
Oh my god. Just made a big mess under here.
Phoenix. I thought that was California.
Phoenix, Arizona. You're kidding, right?
I think he's
kidding.
When I played Club Penguin, I knew this girl named Ariana and she lived in Arizona.
Shout out to Ariana from Arizona.
Okay, Drake.
Drake.
What? Okay, Drake.
All right, I'm going to go get your meal, the bread that's toasted by the sun in Arizona.
Okay. Go get that.
California.
Yo, I keep hearing all this talk about free Palestine. How much does it even cost?
It's probably like...
There's no way it costs that much.
It's probably not that much.
Probably like a
it's not
gazillion
enough.
Dollars.
I'm going to kill myself.
There it is, folks. That's why you listen right there.
That's why you tune in, baby.
Here's your meal. Oh, fuck.
Man, dude. Thank God I don't go to Columbia.
Leave it in.
What?
Arizona.
I thought he was going to make a song about Arizona. Then he started yelling.
Arizona iced tea. When I drink it, I take a pee.
What are we eating? Toast. We're eating toast in Arizona.
All right.
So I want to know about what you think about the Suns.
I know why you're asking this.
He's tapped into your head right now.
I know why you're asking this.
Wait, no, I'm... What? What?
You really want to go there.
What are you talking
about? You
want
to go there with me?
Yeah,
right,
you want to go there, buddy.
You want to go to Arizona?
You fucking schlep.
That's it.
The Suns are breaking up. The Suns are...
Tops off.
The Suns are breaking up. The Phoenix Suns.
They haven't yet.
Phoenix. But they are. Kevin Durant has already announced that he's either going to ask for a trade or they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
Devin Booker has verbally said he wants to go to the Knicks.
Yes.
So.
He said that?
What went wrong?
That team was a disaster waiting
together.
To happen.
Why?
They put three stars together that don't really fit super well and play no defense. They were never going to win anything.
What do you mean they don't fit well? Could they not? They're the three best scorers and not three top 10 scorers in the league.
They were.
In their time.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that like there's too many mouths to feed when you put three guys like that together.
Is it too much offense, no defense situation?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. And their team has no depth. They gave away all their depth.
That's true, yeah.
So, like, I mean, they're lucky they weren't a play-in team. I'm pretty sure they almost were a play-in team.
Yeah, they were fighting for a playoff spot for the rest, like the last
for most of the season.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then they, you know, kind of scathed in at the end. But yeah, I mean,
embarrassed. By
yeah,
the
I got
Timberwolves.
Scabs.
Yeah, they got embarrassed. I don't know. I mean, so the question is like, what do I think is going to happen with all of them?
So basically, I want to know. Well, you told me what went wrong. Pretty obvious.
Now, what went right?
But see, you say there's no defense, but that offense should combine for, I don't know, maybe 90 points?
Well, the other...
Just the three of them?
Yeah, they should, but the other issue is that they didn't play together for a lot of the season. Like, I'm pretty sure Bradley Beal was on and off being hurt.
He was.
For a ton of the season. I think Devin Booker was hurt at the start of the season. I think they started the season with only KD playing.
I think it might have been like a third of the season that only KD played.
Yeah.
But... they were all healthy against the Timberwolves, and they
it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the T-Wolves are a really good team, though, and they play good defense, and they have actual depth.
Do you think there's just no chemistry with the three of them? With the team in general? It just feels like they have no grit. They don't have They don't have an identity, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, I think that... I feel like the team kind of lost their identity after they traded everybody away and got KD. Like, mm-hmm. It was kind of like, I feel like they really sold out to have like this big idea of a big three to come together, and it just did not work at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen this before on other KD teams, literally.
The Brooklyn every Nets. Time.
Yeah, it's every time.
Except when he went to Golden State.
Yeah, that was a little different, but.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even.
They won the chip.
Yeah, no.
Twice.
I think it's hard to that big three. The third wasn't a scorer.
Big three, big me.
Whoa, Kendrick.
Wow.
Yeah. That I think it worked better there because Draymond wasn't a scorer.
You think he was a part of the big three? Wasn't it Clay?
So you have a big four.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just a super team at that.
Who was their fifth player? Iguodala?
Yeah, I think he was their forward, and Draymond was their center, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
I think that team was just different.
What?
And like, I think at the time, all of those players were in their prime, and then you also have to consider that they were like the Warriors were revolutionizing the three-pointer. At the time, I think.
Yeah.
100%. Another thing to think about is that most of that team, people don't talk about this because they always talk about the super team, but most of that team was homegrown guys. The only one was Kevin Durant that wasn't drafted or signed by
and those homegrowns are still there.
Which is insane. So I think there's something to say about how they literally shipped away their entire team, talking about the Phoenix Suns, and they bring in... Well, Devin Booker's been there forever, but they bring in KD, they bring in Grayson Allen, they bring in Bradley Beal, all these guys, they're only playing together for, who knows, probably only like 30, 35 games of the season.
I don't
maybe.
Even know if it was that many.
It's just like a team collapse of just, I think, again, like Isaiah said, too many mouths to feed, and KD is trying to chase that high that he had on the Warriors. And obviously he can't really go back there just money-wise, and it's just never going to be the same. But you have him breaking up, not him per se, but the team itself being broken up now. I think what you said earlier was opposite. I don't think Devin Booker wants to be traded, but the Knicks said they'll give anything to get Devin Booker. Because I saw Devin Booker say today that he wants to be like Kobe and be on the same team his entire career.
Okay. I read something that said he wants to go to New York, but it could have been just clickbait.
I saw today that the Knicks will give anything to have Devin Booker.
I think Knicks fans want Devin Booker.
But I don't see a world where you give away Jalen Brunson to get Devin Booker.
No, they would keep the two of them together. They would ship everybody else out.
But that seems...
It's idiotic.
Crazy to me.
They do it all the time in the NBA, and it never works.
No, it doesn't.
Except with LeBron.
Well, yeah, because he gets to be the GM once he joins the team.
Well, he's just...
I also...
He's the modern GOAT.
I also think that LeBron plays a lot different than somebody like KD. Like, he plays both sides of the floor really well.
Yeah, KD's
on a given night. KD does not offense, play defense.
No. KD's all offense.
Yeah. Yep. And LeBron is a great facilitator. He just does everything,
yeah.
man. He
yeah,
does
he's
everything.
Just super good.
Yeah.
The modern GOAT.
Yep. So where do we want to see these guys go if they do leave? Bradley Beal's a lock. He can't
leave.
Yeah,
he's not leaving.
He can't leave. He can if they trade him, but nobody's going to sign that guy after he signed like a 2-year crazy ass deal. I think he might have signed a Supermax, but I don't know for sure.
KD will be on.
Don't say it.
The Thunder. He's going back home.
That would be cool.
I did hear. I think that's like the favorite spot for him to land.
I mean,
to close out his career there.
He wants to be in the spotlight on a very good team. And I think he thought he could have did that with Devin Booker. And then adding Beal additionally felt like, on paper, the best route.
They were better last year when they had...
But the Thunder have so many draft picks and so much money to spend that there's no reason for him to not go back. They were the number one seed, and you don't want to go to a shit team.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Do you think they'll want him, though?
Dude, he can still score
from
everywhere.
Who doesn't want him?
I don't want him. I mean, I think that...
You would take... Tobias Harris over KD.
That's not what I said.
That's it. You said you don't want him.
What I'm saying is that...
With Toby... Dude, if Toby is on the Sixers next year, I'm not a Sixers fan.
He's not going to be.
I am a Maxey fan and an Embiid fan, but I will not be a Sixers fan.
What if he came off the bench?
I will pick a different team.
What if he came off the bench?
I don't want to see that guy get any money.
Wait. I have to confess something. Ooh. Tobias Harris... in the last game.
Whoa.
In the last game that they played, game 5, played good defense.
First quarter?
He played pretty good.
In the first quarter?
Not in the first quarter, but it was his best game of the series.
You're pissing the people off upstairs.
He played his best game of the series.
He fucking blows.
He blows, yeah.
And we...
I don't want him.
We get our hopes up at the beginning of every year... And it's like, oh, damn, Toby's averaging 20 points a game. Wow, that's great.
Dude, yeah, he only gets those points against, like, the fucking Hornets and, like, the Cavs.
Quote-unquote big three with Embiid, Maxey, and Toby. And then he's in the fucking all-star voting, and then that comes around, and then he's done.
Yeah, he's
the highest paid player to never make an all-star team.
Yes.
We're talking $500 million.
All I'm saying is that I don't want KD because
there is a spot for Toby in this league, and it is not on the Sixers.
No, but what I was going to say is that I was looking at places KD could land, like rumors or whatever, and I think some people seem to think that he could land on the Sixers because of his quote-unquote fit here, because we need somebody to replace
Tobias.
I am so fine with that.
I'm not.
Why, though?
Because I want somebody who can play defense. And I would have liked if the Knicks didn't get OG Anunoby and we got him this year, because we had the fucking trade capital for it, and we didn't get him.
OG Anunoby averages like 10 points a game.
Yeah, I know, but he plays defense.
Mm. I know, but...
And he is a good three-point shooter.
I know, but do you really take a 10-point defender over a 25-point...
But that's on the Knicks, bro. If he was on the Sixers, you think he would only be averaging 10 points a game?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Look, Tobias averaged 20 points a game on our fucking team.
At the beginning of the year, bro.
I don't know. It's crazy to not want a Hall of Famer, a future
he's
Hall
30,
of Famer.
You have a Kevin Durant jersey. What are you talking about?
Stop, dude. I didn't buy that. I didn't buy that.
I don't know. I think if the opportunity presents itself, you have to sign Kevin Durant.
Sign LeBron next year and draft Bronny.
I'm fine with that.
Him over,
I would take LeBron over.
I mean, I would too, but said that Kevin Durant is 35 years old.
Yeah, but LeBron's different.
Actually.
Yeah, he's just different. It would suck that we have a guy who can't even start in college on our team because we'd have Bronny.
Well, dude, he said after the game, after the series, he said that's not a priority for him anymore to play with his son.
He's just
so I don't know if that means he's retiring or that he just wants to go to a
I think he just knows that his son is cooked.
Dude, his younger son, Bryce,
is good.
Is good.
Freaking good. Yeah.
But that's...
He can wait.
A year, two more years
just take
out?
Take a break and then come back. You know? Like who? Brady. Bron.
Oh, LeBron?
Wait till
Brady
Bryce...
didn't even take a break. He just was like, well, guys, just kidding. I'm going to play next season.
Didn't Brett Favre take a break?
Then he won a Super Bowl.
I think Brett Favre took a break. I don't know if there was a year break in there or if he just did the same thing and came back the next season.
So I don't know. Beal's on the Suns still.
He's stuck there.
Booker probably on the Suns still, if it's his choice.
I think KD.
KD is not on the Suns
OKC could be cool.
It would be dope. And they definitely have the cap space because they have a lot of guys that are still on rookie contracts.
They have young guys.
They're so good, though. If they win this year, which I think they could.
SGA to the Sixers.
You think they would want
him? Is he on a max yet? He's got to be, right? He's been in the league a minute.
I don't know.
He might be around the same timeline as Maxey, so it could happen this
offseason. No, he's older than Maxey. Definitely, right?
I don't know.
He's got to be older than Maxey.
What's Maxey, 25?
He's been in the league for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but dude's coming to the league at like 19 in the NBA.
Sean, despite our big age...
He's 25.
What?
Despite our big age of 26, 27 years old, do you still worry about peeing the bed?
Yeah, sometimes.
SGA is 25 and Maxey is 23.
He's 23?
Yeah. Maxey is 23.
That's crazy.
He's right, the future, baby.
I'm still very worried about peeing the bed. I pee before I go to sleep every night of my life.
Even when you're sober?
Even when I'm sober. Before I go to bed, I pee. I go pee in the toilet because I'm so scared of peeing the bed.
What about when you're severely fried?
I will pee.
I'm not scared of peeing the bed because I think a lot of that comes from having dreams. And fun fact about me, I don't have dreams.
Really?
And I think that's...
You just don't remember them.
I think that... No.
Yes.
Very, very rarely I will have a dream.
You just don't remember them.
And I...
You dream every night.
Dude, I'm going to leak something.
He's leaking
pee.
I had
a dream that has to do with Sean and his wife. But I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. I thought you don't dream.
He had a vision.
I said very rarely.
Because he dreams all the time.
No,
you don't remember it.
Once a year.
I remember about 6 dreams a year. But you dream every night.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I pissed the bed sometimes.
What? No, not like peeing. Well, I didn't ask that. That's.
Oh.
I don't pee the bed. I'm just saying, are you worried about peeing the bed? Because I still am very worried.
Dude.
I guess I don't worry because it happens, you know?
I had a really old guy at work this week tell me a joke about making a mess.
Making a mess?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Sure.
So, this guy. His name is Terrence.
Okay.
I feel like he's out at the bar. He is fucked up. He gets fucked up.
All right, Terrence.
He stumbles home.
I fuck with Terrence.
And he gets in bed with his beautiful wife.
Wait. And what's her name?
And he fucking dies.
Oh.
Terrence goes up to heaven, and he's at the gates. And he's talking to the man up there. No names.
Jeebus.
He's talking to the big man at the pearly gates.
Okay.
And he's like, Terrence, welcome. You're finally here. He's like, you're dead. He's like, what? I can't be dead. He's like, you're dead, man. He's like, and he says, right behind the gates is an elevator that takes you up or down. And you know the rest. He goes, I can't be dead. He's like, I got a beautiful wife waiting for me. He's like, you got to send me back. He's like, that's not an option. He's like, you're dead. He's like, no, you got to send me back. He's like, there's one option. He's like, what is it? He's like, reincarnation. He's like, I can send you back as a chicken. And then you have to reincarnate your way back to being a human. He's like, whatever I have to do. Whatever I have to do to get back. He's like, all right, you're a chicken. So he wakes up. He's a chicken, right? He's like, holy shit. I'm a fucking chicken now. He's like, I'll make it back. And a rooster comes over to him. He's like, welcome. He's like, you were up there, weren't you? He's like, yeah, I was up there. He's like, back as a chicken? He's like, He's like, I got to make it back to my wife. He's like, we're all trying to get out of here. And Terrence stops. Oh, what the what? Feels something inside him. He's like, oh, something's going on. And the rooster is like, why are you guys laughing? The rooster says, you're about to have an egg. He's like, I can't have an egg. He's like, you're going to have an egg. He's like, I'll walk you through it. He's like, it feels great. He's like, it's like having an orgasm. You're going to love it. He's like, just relax, sit through it. He's like, it's going to be great. He's like, all right. He's like, breathe. And he lets out an egg. He says, wow, that felt great. That was the best feeling ever. He's like, you get three a day, three eggs a day. He goes, oh, I feel another one coming. And he lets out another egg. He's like, oh, that felt so good. He's like, three a day, man. He's like, this is your life now. And he goes to let out the third, and everything goes black. And he opens his eyes.
Oh, no.
And his wife is hitting him. His beautiful wife is hitting him. He's like, why are you shitting the bed?
This whole time he was shitting the bed, dude. It was a dream.
Is this real?
It was a dream joke. No.
Yes.
He was telling a story. He was telling a joke.
Somebody told me that at work.
Was it him?
Yes.
No, no.
It was Terrence. Yes, it was Terrence.
Oh, my God, man.
Holy shit. That's great.
Oh, I almost cried.
Old people, how do they come up with these stories?
I don't know, dude. Fucking, I definitely had a dream.
Twitter notification. LeBron James to Philadelphia 76ers is going to happen.
What?
Bronny just met with Mike Nardi, AC of Villanova, to discuss playing another year of college basketball. Dude, James wants to keep the family close.
I said this months ago.
James is a free agent with a $51 million option for 24-25 season.
Get the clip.
So Bronny's going to play at Villanova, which means LeBron needs to move to Philly.
It's all speculation still, though, right? Yeah.
I mean, the season's still happening.
Somehow.
That's crazy.
That would be insane. Just to have him as a Sixer, I don't care how they play.
Anyway, that's legendary. Terrence shit the bed because he thought he was a chicken
laying
eggs. The best
I thought he was
going to get of his life.
I thought he was going to get fucked by the rooster.
No.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
He just shit the bed.
I definitely had dreams where I was peeing in my dream and I woke up but I wasn't pissing. And that's what scares me.
I'll tell you what.
That's what scares me.
The Suns laid an egg this season and I don't fucking care. Next subject.
All right. Quizzo.
Oh,
Quizzo.
Yeah.
Quizzo. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Yep. Born ready.
Number one. Which actor played the role of Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe films?
Okay.
There's no way you don't know.
I can't, dude. I'm so bad at.
I'm bad at most of these two, and I know this
guy.
One.
I know his face.
You know his.
I know he's Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know he's Doctor Doolittle.
I didn't know that. But...
Is he Doctor Doolittle?
No,
that's
of the
Eddie.
That's Eddie Murphy.
No, wait. The new Doctor Doolittle.
Haven't seen that.
There's
one.
A new one.
Me neither.
You're right. Actually.
what the fuck is his name?
He's also the black guy in Tropic Thunder.
Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Sean looks confused, but that is true.
That is a fact.
That definitely,
he got a lot of
black.
That would have been a good Quizzo question.
All right, number two.
Isaiah didn't write that.
I didn't write anything down.
Just come back to
it's
it.
Fun.
Which country has won the most FIFA World Cup titles in men's soccer?
I think I got it. Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. What is the hardest naturally occurring substance on Earth?
I think I got that one.
Hmm. Fancy, huh?
This is a trick question, I feel like.
I don't know about that. Good.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Of course.
Number four. In which decade did World War I begin?
Decade?
Yes. Well, the original question was year, but I thought that was too hard.
Oh, yeah. I probably would have been a year or two off.
10 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Not the century. That'd be way too easy.
Yeah.
All right, number five. What is the largest species of bear in the world?
Oh, it's between two.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think it's this. It's between two.
I'm feeling confident I'm not drinking.
I feel good, too. I feel good.
I think Isaiah's drinking.
I'm definitely drinking.
I feel good.
Did you circle back?
I may have all five.
I can't remember his name.
I have at least... I don't know, though. I think I have three.
I know it. I just can't think of his name.
All right, let's start. Number one, which actor played the role of Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man, cinematic universe films?
Yeah, Isaiah.
Marvel Cinematic Universe films.
You know what? Take another hit of this.
I can't.
It might come to you.
It might jog your memory.
It's not going to jog
your
memory.
It might jog your memory.
I'll take a bulb, dude.
I'm not going to get it. A bulb? This might come to
you. What?
Do you want me to go?
Go ahead, dude.
Just go. It's all right. I'm not going to get it.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's it.
RDJ?
So you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. I didn't write anything.
All right. Number two. Which country has won the most FIFA World Cup titles in men's soccer?
I want to see what Merrick has to say.
I said Brazil.
I said Germany.
I said Brazil.
It's Brazil.
All right.
I thought
maybe it wasn't Brazil.
At first, I thought that it was Spain, but I know that Messi only has one. And I know
Messi also doesn't play for Spain.
Oh, he doesn't?
He plays for Argentina.
Oh, that's true. Oh, good thing. But I know Pele has like a bunch, and I know he played for Brazil.
Yes.
That's the only reason why I know.
Yeah, they have the most appearances, because that was a Quizzo topic before, and they have the most wins.
Nice.
Number three, what is the hardest naturally occurring substance on Earth?
I put diamond.
I also put diamonds.
I also put diamond.
It is diamond.
Three for three?
I'm surprised nobody said bedrock, to be honest.
Bedrock? Minecraft. I was thinking Minecraft. I went straight to Minecraft.
Yeah, but bedrock, you can't
break it. I psyched myself out thinking that diamonds might not actually be it.
Yeah, I was also psyching myself out.
To think what it was. What did you think it was?
Adamantium.
That's what? Not real.
Yes, it is. Vibranium's fake, dude. I think I didn't put
adamantium. You know
adamantium.
What vibranium is?
No.
I think adamantium.
Oh, no. Is that in Wolverine's calls?
No, adamantium is yeah. What's in.
But it's in a lot of other shit.
I thought adamantium was in Wolverine's
claws. Captain America's shield.
In what? Oh.
In Wolverine's claws.
Wait, what?
It's sorry. Vibranium in Wolverine's claws?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yes. My no, fucking
vibranium is
Black
Panther shit.
It's also Captain
America's shield.
It's a bunch of shit. I think it is in Marvel.
But I didn't put adamantium because I think that's.
I thought that was fake.
Man-made.
I don't even know what that is, if I'm being honest.
I don't think that's real. I think that's what Wolverine's claws are.
I thought it was vibranium.
I think you're right, but
I don't think it's
real.
Vibranium.
Look up Wolverine's claws, please.
It's going to say adamantium, and I'm going to cook, and it should have been a question.
You didn't even know RDJ.
Adamantium is fake.
And it's in Wolverine's claws.
Damn it. God damn it.
I knew that. Vibranium is Captain America's shield. And
damn it. Other all these shit. Fake elements that we're talking
and all these fake Quizzo questions that I'm getting right.
What?
This is as real as it gets, dog.
No, he's
this
talking about the fake ones
that
we're making up right now.
That wasn't life or death.
We're talking about the fake.
I'm dying. Nothing here is fake.
The
I'm
elements
dying.
That we're talking
next
about.
Question.
Next dying. Question.
Number
three
four.
For three, gang.
Number four.
On this side.
In which decade did World War I begin?
I put the 20s.
Okay.
I put the 10s.
I also put the 1910s.
It's the 10s.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. 4 for 4, gang.
What year did
bonus.
It start?
Solo.
Like
19...
Bonus question. What year did it start?
17.
Is it 17?
No, it's not.
I
because
think it was like
15.
13.
It might be,
it might be
12. It might be 12.
Nah, bro.
You're all wrong.
Oh, what was it?
16.
It's 14.
14.
Oh, I thought it was 12.
1914 is when World War I began.
1917 is a movie.
It is. That's done.
Mr. Potato Head came out yesterday in 1952.
Damn.
Nice. And you didn't use a plastic potato. The kit,
you used a real potato?
You used a real potato.
With the little toys?
The kit just came with faces.
That's pretty cool, though.
There you go.
They should bring that back.
They
I
really
guess you
should.
Could do that now. Yeah. If you just bought a Mr. Potato and then you bought a potato.
You take the potato and put it in a box and you'll have little baby potatoes a year from now.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. They just grow. Dude,
I had a green bell pepper for dinner on Monday. Had a little baby pepper inside of it.
Nice, dude. That's two for one.
No.
That would creep me out.
It's like...
I'm not lying.
I think I'd be creeped out. Five. Number five. What's the largest species of bear in the world?
Isaiah.
I don't remember what I... Fuck, I erased it. Grizzly. It's not that. I think I was gonna say black bear.
I also put grizzly. It might be the other thing, though.
I put polar bear.
Oh. No,
it's polar.
Is it really? I thought it was brown or grizzly.
Clap me, slap me, gonna dap me up.
So what are the scores looking like?
I have four.
One, I got fucked. You had four?
We tied.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have four.
I had like two.
All right, I guess me and Isaiah are drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Polar, right. Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
drink
yeah.
the first game.
I don't
game,
know
so.
When World War One started.
What do you want?
Screwball
or Mystery Vodka?
I should have known the fucking World War One one, because I check on this day in history every day to put on a whiteboard at work. I've definitely said this before. And I see the most horrific shit that I can't put on the board.
I just... Like,
Hitler killed this many people today, and then Stalin did this the next day. And I'm like, I can't put that up on the board.
That's crazy. Stalin was a crazy guy.
I heard that was Hitler.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Put in fucking Mr. Potato Head came out.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
You could have also said the Kodiak bear, because it seems like they go back and forth. I Googled it.
Okay, well, none of you said that.
Yeah, but if I said Kodiak, I would have been pissed.
I'm standing.
I'm standing now.
Standing man challenge?
Drink.
What? Do you want a drink?
He's stretching his legs out.
I'm heating up.
I'm warm too. I'm pretty warm.
All right, let's get another round going. Get a little warmer.
Please.
Yeah.
Get real warm.
Please.